And bienvenidos, everybody, to the 50-50 The Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
And this is the Spanglish Podcast, porque hablamos un poquito así and a little bit like that at the same time. Welcome, welcome. En este episodio estamos hablando sobre lo que son los apodos. Everybody seems to have one, except me, no sé por qué. Pero vamos a hablar sobre los apodos y los nombres en general. What is your apodo? That is a question that we will be asking you. All this and more. Once again, bienvenidos. Babe, una pregunta para ti. ¿Cuál es tu nombre completo?
Jessica Nadir. What?
I like that you have a middle name. I don't even have that. I don't have a middle name. Mine is kind of short. You know, just Jesse Juarez. Two syllables en cada uno.
Fun fact, no te llamas Jesús, like a lot of people think.
A lot of people think que me llaman Jesús, pero no. My name is legit Jesse, like Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Those are illegal names, you know? However,
birth certificate name.
Yeah, but before you were married, what's your full name there?
Like my maiden?
Yeah, your maiden name.
Lopez,
right? Jessica, not Carvajal?
Well, that's my mom's last name.
I would claim the Carvajal. They're a lot more fun.
They are.
So, you know, in my case, I don't have to worry about that, you know, because that's kind of the world that we're living in ahorita. I don't have to worry about what my name will be cuando me case. It's Jesse Juarez.
Some people really think about that.
Some people really do.
Like, oh, you're cute, pero your last name sucks.
You imagine?
Just don't take their last name. It's fine. It's 2021.
It's crazy how honest.
2021? Wow.
Almost.
I'm just skipping 2020.
We should.
We really should.
That's the mentality that we're in. Let's just skip 2020.
I'm done with 2020. I've been done with 2020. Yeah. So.
I think everybody feels you on that one.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that, like, now you have the option of keeping your last name when you get married. Antes,
for
it was
sure.
Like, it was a law that you had to take it on. So.
Pero sabes que, like, I don't even care porque, like I do care.
Right,
pero there's a lot of Lopez. I graduated with, like, 13 other Lopezes.
It's too many Lopezes.
A lot of Lopez. Juarez is still not, like, uncommon, but it's uncommon enough.
It's not, like, mega mainstream.
No, pero. No. I mean, where we are, you know, it's not.
No,
so
it's not.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's a little bit more different. I mean, I still took a while. It took almost 6 years.
Like, on my mom's side, soy Valencia, but I don't think I have any legal documents that really links me to that, you know?
No.
The lado de mi madre. You know, y se me hace tan interesting, tan crazy, actually, the fact that you kind of, back then, you had to change your last name. Mm-hmm. How do you feel with the whole, like, when they add the whole de and then enter last name, you know? Por ejemplo, cuando es María de Torres, you know?
Uh-huh. Like property?
Doesn't it feel kind of property-ish?
Yeah, a little bit. Pero, like, alguna gente, like, they romanticize it.
Oh, see, I've never heard somebody romanticizing that. How so?
Well, people from Mexico.
We do see it more typically with the old school doñitas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aquí no.
No, not anymore. You know, and now,
but then, you know, there's other Hispanics. Like, I know people who are... I'm probably going to get these stats wrong.
That are what?
I think Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
And they don't take their husband's last name.
Well, en serio?
Yeah. There's two women that I know that we've talked about this, and they're just like, oh, it's just not a thing.
Oh, that's so interesting.
They don't take their last name. Yeah. When we were in Massachusetts,
yeah,
the Puerto Rican that we met out there.
Oh, órale.
Just like, oh, it's a big old thing because when they move to the States, like, they get in, everything has to be, you know, taxes and... all these things have to kind of match.
Right.
Way back when. Now it's kind of more common that people don't take their spouse's last name.
Yeah. I mean, it's still todavía definitely the norm, particularmente
yeah.
Nuestra cultura.
Yeah.
But at least we've dropped the whole de thing, you know?
Sí.
I don't really see that anymore.
No.
Although I think Jessica Nabil de Juarez kind of has a cool ring to it, you know?
No.
Yeah, the whole sense of ownership, it just, it seems really, really, really weird. You know?
Pero so. Para mucha gente es like, tradición y
uh-huh.
Así se tiene que hacer, you know.
Yeah.
Good for you, but like that's not how we
uh-huh.
roll.
Sí, aplausos, pero...
Yeah, yeah, you do you, but let us do it.
Hey, hablando de aplausos, do you remember that one graduation in Mexico que fuimos?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no son muchas, just literally the one.
Yes.
I'm like, you know, we've even mentioned it in the podcast before. like, tanto nos causó impresión a nosotros, particularmente a nosotros dos, just the whole experience of it. Like, that is the time, primeramente, when we heard Spanish spoken to its actual potential.
Yeah.
You know, like, realmente lo hablaron de forma adecuada, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it went from, like, chao, to, like,
educated
wow.
Educated Spanish.
You know?
Fancy.
Like, así como que el bien sofisticado, el pinky, hasta arriba. Total, like, you know, the pinky's as high as it can go para arriba.
Uh-huh.
Así estaba este Spanish, you know? Like, así como que tan sofisticado que, like, no nomás cualquier traje cualquiera, you know?
No.
You kind of had to throw, like a dead animal on you, you know what I mean?
Let's put a dead animal on you.
Ándale, como esa vibra de español. That's what we wanted, you know?
And we got it, man.
And we got it there. Yeah. Y se me hacía tan funny because...
Y eso nomás fue aquí en San Luis. Can you imagine?
En San Luis, exactly.
Can you imagine si fuimos a, like, DF, you know?
Ajá, like acá en Morelia or, like, Monterrey, donde la gente... Or, like, no
I don't know. I don't know about that. Those places, what about those places?
They're like super educated over there.
Oh, really?
Well, they swear, you know? Like, gente en Guadalajara, the way they swear, they're like super educated, you know? So,
yeah, way more than us, for sure.
I mean, like, yo no me estoy diciendo que, like, el hecho de que estábamos en San Luis, que era como que la caca todo bien tumbado, qué onda, qué rollo, de qué barrio eres, uh-huh. To like, bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, favor de tomar sus asientos, como que, like, out of nowhere. It's like,
it was very nice.
Ajá, it was really, really nice.
Como que hasta te da un poquito como, like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I'm Mexican. This is cool.
Este es el lenguaje más puro y más bonito que he escuchado en la vida.
Sí.
You know, I felt like Roy from The Office when he tells Pam's like, tu
it's
lenguaje
art.
Es el mejor lenguaje
the best art.
De todos tus lenguajes. Babe, do you remember the names and the titles of the people that were graduating?
Creo que duramos más tiempo escuchando nombres que... Nada.
Sí, dude. Like more than the actual names. Ceremony, more sí. Than the actual, like, recognition.
Pero why? Why do they do that?
I have no idea. Like un ejemplo era como, y el siguiente graduado es Jorge Arturo Mata Aguilar, maestría en gestión ambiental para la sustentabilidad. Or something crazy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Super long.
Very nice.
So. Like, si por si the name itself is long.
Como padre, yo siento como que te sientes como más orgulloso en más largo este tu título, you know?
Sí, dude, como que, like, you know, mm-hmm. Like, the longer it is, the louder it is kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like...
And middle names, do you think that they do that to, like, identify you? Porque aquí en los Estados Unidos no se usan los segundos nombres. Like, most Hispanics here, you know, have middle names.
Sí.
You're kind of like the weird kid in school if you don't have a middle name.
Bro, I'm the weird kid. Yo no tengo middle name.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying here.
I'm choosing my words very carefully here.
Pero a la misma, at the same time, like, we don't use middle names here. So it's like, what are you flexing si no lo utilizas? Like, yeah. Nobody calls me by my middle name.
No, that's true.
And even though it's my Instagram, like,
name. Yeah, your full profile.
People always, like, oh, you have a middle name?
Yeah, it's true. Like, in Mexico, de plano, como que se es más común. And you have to. Like, in nuestra cultura, you have to add the many middle names because simplemente by going by Jose or Maria is not going to cut it, bro.
No.
No es suficiente no. To, like, distinguish you from the hundreds of thousands, mm-hmm. If not millions, de José y Marías que existen.
Okay.
Imagínate, thank José you. García, José López, bro. ¿Cómo se acaba eso?
I mean.
So you got to throw a middle name. You got to throw a middle name. And not only that, but you got to use it, too. You know, like, for example, if your first name is Jose and then middle name is Angel, then very common is Jose Angel. They go together, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I even feel like, is it really a middle name, or is it part of the same first name? Because that can happen in Mexico, too. I've seen people be called...
Y luego se migran and they kind of mess up their names anyway.
Yeah, like, I've seen people named Jose Luis Arturo Torres. You know what I mean? Arturo's the middle name and Jose Luis is the first name.
Oh, God.
That's a trip, huh? Like, you have two first names and then a middle name through, like, that's mm-hmm. Dude.
Can you imagine if he had a last name that also was a first name, like Carlos?
Yeah. Jose Luis Arturo Carlos. You know? That's a trip. Maria Magdalena, like, también. O sea, like, you gotta throw a middle name in there.
I see. There's just too many Marías. I guess you have to distinguish them. Or yo sé que hay familias que a todas las hijas les ponen María, but then the middle name changes.
Es lo que se usa más, right?
Sí.
Yeah.
Well, para distinguirlas, sí.
Para distinguirlas.
Pero me imagino que, like, in all the documents and everything, like, school-wise, les dicen por primer nombre, segundo nombre y apellido, y luego apellido de mamá. Mm. That's just how Mexico is.
Yeah.
Pero aquí it's like first name, last name. Nobody cares about your middle name, and nobody knows your mom's last name.
Ándale, yeah.
Because she's de someone, you know?
Yeah, and of course, like, when you add, perdón, when you add, like, the second first name, and then the middle name, and de pilón, the second middle name, plus mm-hmm. the last name, like, it just makes, it makes the name that much longer.
And we are known as a culture to have that.
Yeah, for sure. So, that's why we like end up with like full sentences for our whole names, you know? Eso me recuerda like that one scene of Rush Hour 2, which if you guys have not seen Rush Hour 2, it is the best movie of Rush Hours.
My God.
It is the best Rush Hour of the Rush Hours.
It's the best hour you will rush.
Yes, exactly. There's a scene where like Chris Tucker's trying to like flex on some agent. Like, he's like also super high class. Y la morra es como like, se nota que es Latina, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to flex on her. And he tries to, like, give her a name that he knows. Watch. Let's take a listen.
How you doing, baby? Carter. James Carter. Baldwin Hills.
Isabella Molina from San Juan.
San Juan? Mm-hmm. I know San Juan. I travel there many times on my private plane. You must know my good friend Pedro Morales Maganzales Maroto Molazo Mondastos.
I don't think so, no.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you rode in the best of circles. But listen.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that's the level of name que estamos nosotros.
Pero that's,
you know,
not the only movie. There are so many other movies that, like,
that's the example que me entra a mí en la mente.
That is the stamp of a Hispanic is you gotta throw the whole name.
Molcajete, sí, ¿verdad?
Yeah, the whole name.
Like, cuando yo pienso, like, el nombre así, like, exagerado to the extreme, I think of that example, you know?
Okay.
Pedro Morales, Magonzales, Matosas, Macastas, Macastas.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably someone out there que así se llama.
Sí.
Es muy probable.
Sí.
Es muy probable. Entonces.
But like her, she just said Isabella Morales. Like.
Yeah, exactly. ¿Verdad? Yeah. You know, liar. That's not her full name. And that's why, and then we know because she was actually playing an agent, a secret agent. So she was using her fake name.
Ah, okay.
Por eso she used the short name. All right, because if she was real, no, hombre, olvídate. Ahí estuviera toda la movie platicando todavía su nombre. Olvídate, dude. Eso es lo que voy. Entonces, ¿por qué? Dime tú, babe. ¿Por qué después de tanto esfuerzo para elegir un nombre that basically exceeds the character limit que hay en Twitter, no cabe tu nombre completo en Twitter, bro? El Twitter te va a decir, quítale 3 characters y maybe que cabe, you know?
Maybe
hay campito. ¿Por qué después de tanto esfuerzo para dar un nombre tan específico, tan largo, y luego todavía echarle tu título cuando te gradúes? Why do we throw it all away with an apodo?
Ay, yo no sé.
With a nickname.
All Mexicans do this. All Mexicans do this.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm Mexican, so I can say this.
Do you have a nickname?
I can generalize this. Yes. Like, they have to. They have to. Y siento como que it's more boys than girls, but they have to kill it. They have to kill your name.
They have to kill your name?
They have to kill your name.
Wow.
Sometimes. With a nickname.
Yeah.
Con un nickname que ni al caso, Jesse. Ni al caso.
Your nickname's kind of cute.
Okay, well, we're not talking about my nickname. We're talking about the origin of this like,
yeah.
Idea.
But
of talking about nicknames.
I don't nicknames because some of those wild, but there's not all nicknames are horrible. First of all, How come I don't have a nickname?
Ay, yo no sé eso, pero dale a tu mamá.
Like, I'm the only person I know that I do not have a nickname.
I'm the only person I know. Ay, qué bonito. I'm glad that you know yourself.
I know.
Not a lot of people know themselves.
I know que yo no tengo, and I don't know if that's why, like, I'm kind of, like, low-key salty about this whole nickname topic, but I mean, like, I get triggered.
This is the episode that Jesse kept pushing back. Now I know why.
It's because yo no tengo. Like, it's como que like, ay, hay que hablar de los apodos. Yo no tengo. Se acabó el episodio. You know? Like, play the music.
Okay. Es que siempre que pasamos por esa calle donde viven todos mis tíos, me acuerdo de mis tíos, and I'm just like, none of them have nicknames. Or they all have nicknames.
Uh-huh.
Y yo no los conozco por sus original birth-given first names.
Sí, exacto.
Porque estábamos pasando por esa calle, and I'm like, ¿cómo se llama mi tío? Bla, bla, you know?
Ajá. Uh-huh.
And I don't know their real names. I only know them by their
nicknames. Now, some nicknames, to be fair, they make sense because, a lo mejor, por ejemplo, son como like, son una abbreviation de su nombre completo.
Sí.
Right, for example, like.
Yo tengo un tío Guadalupe.
Ándale.
Y pues le dicen Lupe.
Yeah. You know, or even like on the English side, like, you know, los gringos también, like they call their Will, or maybe his nickname is Willie.
Robert.
And it's short for William, ¿verdad? like, or all my, like, my sisters, all her kids, right? Like, yeah. Isaiah, Elsai, you know, Jeremiah.
Okay,
Maya.
But that's not like a, like a, that's an us thing.
No, but like, even people that call him that, like, that rolls off the tongue because it's just an abbreviation de su nombre completo.
Yeah, but it's not like all Isaiahs are called Sai.
No.
Not like Jose's. All Jose's are pretty much nicknamed.
You know,
Pepe.
Right, right. Pero lo que voy es de que, like, toman the nickname where it derives from, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
It comes originally from abbreviating el nombre.
Sí, shortening
now,
it.
Now, what you mentioned, ¿verdad? Hay other nicknames que, for some reason, especialmente like en nuestra cultura latina, like, have some type of unwritten rule. Dijiste, por ejemplo, José, generalmente se les puede conocer por Pepe. Not always,
no.
Pero they could, right? Mm-hmm. Or Jesús. They could be known as Chuy.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, pero si los conoces, like, ah, you know, el Chuy, typically su nombre es Jesús, you know? Or qué tal, por ejemplo, like Francisco or Francisca, you know, se le va a conocer como. Yeah, por ejemplo, se le puede conocer como, like, Pancho o Panchita,
uh-huh.
You know? Yeah, eso voy, pues, o sea, like, or lastly, como Rosario, ¿verdad? Se le puede conocer como Chayito. O sea, estos
Chayo.
Nicknames, or Chayo en sí, estos nicknames son
short versions of their name.
Of their names, ¿verdad? Not necessarily an abbreviation, pero como que...
Ahí va,
¿verdad? And then you have other nicknames that are like the cute family-given nicknames that people still revolve around, like your central name. Now, cuando digo nicknames, I'm not saying just like un nombre que only your partner or your significant other gives you y no sale de ese círculo, or like your mom and dad give you y no sale de ese círculo. Like, it has to go to extended family y conocidos for to count as a nickname. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, por ejemplo, hay ciertos apodos que la familia se lo dio, pero they still revolve around the central name. Por ejemplo, like, yo pienso María Elena, you know, se le puede conocer como nena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, así se le dio la familia. There's no unwritten rule. Nena could be a nickname for many other things.
Yeah.
Pero it's still, when I hear nena, oh, ¿cuál es su nombre completo? Oh, María Elena. It still makes sense,
yeah.
You know? Oh, I connect that, you know? Or we have a friend, se llama Arturo, and we know him as Chuy,
mm-hmm.
You know? There's no unwritten rule behind all Chuy son Arturos. Pero en este caso, like, oh, okay, ese es su apodo, and it still makes some sort of sense because it's kind of connected to the name.
Yeah.
But those are not the nicknames that
yeah,
we have a problem with.
Yeah, first eye of the...
First eye of the podcast, transitioning to... That is not the nicknames that we were talking about. I don't have a problem with those nicknames. Yo no tengo ningún problema con esos. Los que me sacan a mí de onda son los nicknames que, like...
Ni al caso.
Nada que ver.
That's my family. Por eso digo que, like, what the heck?
Your family tiene nicknames que, like, not even close.
Uh-uh.
Y no te quedan como que, like...
Pero
give me some examples.
Pero todos los conocen por esos nombres.
A ver, give me some examples, pues.
Like, their actual names?
No, like, their nicknames.
I have a tío Chimuelo. I have a tío Chico. I have a tío Indio. I have a tío Chistín. And these are all my mom's brothers, okay? And I have a tío... Let me see. Did I go...
Tío Chimuelo, tío
Chimuelo,
Chico, tío...
Chimuelo, Chico, Chistín, Indio.
Uh-huh.
And then, I think those are the ones that have... Oh, Paco.
Ah, sí,
but my
sí.
Mom says that that's another nickname
for Francisco.
Francisco, which...
That one makes sense.
Does it?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay.
More than tío Chimuelo.
And then I have Lupe because his name is Guadalupe. And then
uh-huh.
My tío Luis was the only one that didn't really have a nickname. But
yeah.
Everybody would call him like Luisón. But that makes sense. You know, his name is Luis.
Sí.
Pero Chico, Chistín, and Indio.
Chimuelo.
And Chimuelo.
Like nothing close related to their actual names.
No.
These are some nicknames que la gente agarra ya sea por like, you know, carrilla or like, you know what I mean? Like. Muchas veces en nuestra cultura es carrilla, bro.
Es carrilla, TV show.
Uh-huh.
You did something stupid one day and ahí se te quedó.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, you know, maybe it can be like, es que, man, when I was growing up, like, I would hear some of these nicknames and I just like, you know, imagine me, imagínate, ¿no? Like, un chamaquito, la cara de 8 años, acá, like, bien cute, los cachetes acá rositas, you know, cachetón,
también
chulo.
Los lips, because your lips are always
sí.
Different.
So this cute boy is just right there minding his own business.
You know? Never mind your own business.
and
that's already wrong.
And then I start listening to my parents' conversation and they start mentioning people imagínate me trying to imagine what these people look like based on their nicknames. Ah, pues el rana el otro día. And I'm like, oh my God. Alguien se parece un sapo. Like, you know, like what kind of face do you have para que alguien te llame rana?
Or it could be that he just hiccups like a rana. Like, you don't know the story. There's backstories.
Bro, all I know is that I'm eight. Y like, so there's some fool out there que le llaman frog. And I'm just like, yo. And like, nada, like, I'm sure que este vato, like, no tiene nada que ver con su nombre. Like, no, de seguro no se llama René. No. A lo mejor se llama Ignacio, for all we know. Pero le llaman rana, dude. Like, why does our culture do that?
I don't know.
¿Por qué hacemos eso la raza, dude? Like, nos damos un nickname, un apodo que so left field.
So left field. Like, I'm scared to have children because I'm like, ¿qué le van a poner?
They just pull it out of a hat. They just feel like they just pull it out of a hat. Kind of like when Andy from The Office, like, you know, was naming the new employees and he's like, you are going to be called Plop.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The worst nickname in the world.
Yeah. Pero, or Tuna.
Yeah, or Tuna. You know, yeah. The worst nickname in the world.
But that's like the one Americano that I know that. And he's not even real.
Yeah. You know, I can see how nicknames can be given, like, you know, from the family because de cariño. You know, even, and it kind of still ties a little bit to the names. Like, maybe like a little sibling cannot, you know, use the phonetics correctly.
Yeah.
You know, for example, when Lairam couldn't say our dog's name, she couldn't say Raja. She couldn't do the R sound. R.
Yeah.
She'd be like Faja and como que se quedó.
Well, they're the reason why, the twins are the reason why the older ones called me Chica.
Andale, that's right.
I don't know if it's Lairam or Gordo. Couldn't say. There's Jessica. Another one, Gordo.
Yeah.
His name is Eden.
Yeah.
We call him Gordo. Not even Gordo. We call him Gordo.
Gordo.
Sorry.
Inglés emphasized.
See, because he doesn't speak Spanish.
No. I remember también one of my cousins, she couldn't say the name Crystal. She would say Caco for whatever reason. Oh. So se le quedó like a mi cousin Crystal for like the longest time.
I got my nickname. Se le quedó.
Yeah, because they couldn't say it, right?
Yeah, my middle sister couldn't say my name.
So like, you know, there's nicknames que vienen. Even though they don't really make sense and they're not really tied to the name itself, abbreviated or whatever, like, there's a backstory that still connects it, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, ya entendí.
It kind of sounds like this.
Plausible, ¿verdad?
Yeah, yeah.
Sí, sí, sí. You know, or names de carrera, some characteristics, como tú ya dijiste, que tu tío chico. For example, yo tengo un tío que le hicimos, I have two tíos que le hicimos.
I know, which, when I first met you guys, I would get really confused often.
Yeah.
But now I know.
I have two tíos que le decimos tío güeros, and they're from different sides of the family.
Yeah.
I have one tío güero from my mom's side, que vive en Mexicali, and then I have another tío güero from my dad's side, que vive in Oakland.
Yes.
You know, and they're both called tío güero for the exact same reason, though.
But you know, they're both actually güero.
They're actually
because
güero.
Because I know that people nickname darker tone skins.
¿Le llaman güeros?
And they call them güeros just to make fun of them.
That's hilarious. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like both of them are super light skinned, so le llaman güero, you know, so it kind of
proper,
you
properly
know
used.
Nada que ver con el nombre, because like my tío güero en Oakland se llama Juan Carlos, you know, so it makes.
¿Y tu otro tío güero?
José Luis. So like nada que ver con el nombre, pero pues ahí
you
está
know
la
what I never knew his name was José Luis. I knew Juan Carlos, but
yeah,
okay,
you know. Or like, you know, tu tío, que le dicen tío indio. Like, let's not even go to the why behind that.
I think I asked my mom.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah. It can't be. They probably didn't do it for flattering purposes.
Se llama Venancio.
Venancio.
Venancio. Y se llama, le dicen indio.
Tú lo hacen con insulto, ¿verdad? Qué grosera.
I know, no sé. We can't fact check this. We don't know.
Ah, come on. ¿Tú crees que lo hicieron por buena onda? Acá porque, like, le caen muy bien los indios. Like, you know,
maybe
Mexicans are low-key racist, bro. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. Pero pues tengo un tío indio.
A lo que voy es de que even though estos nombres... What are you going to say? I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Okay, cool. Even though que estas stories aquí, like, even with those nicknames, at least there's a backstory como que, like, whether it's carrilla, whether it's a sibling couldn't say the name right,
so
whether
my
it's
mom
a characteristic.
Told me que mi tío Chistín... Creo que también se llama Juan Carlos. They call him Justin because of a TV show.
Okay. Okay.
And I think they call Rocky because of the show when the movies came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his name is Ismael.
And they call him Rocky.
We all call him Rocky.
And he doesn't look Italian.
I don't know. He's got a tan.
You know what it was probably?
I don't know.
I bet you anything.
Ask him.
I bet you anything que like he went jogging in the morning with like a gray sweater and gray sweatpants one day.
And,
and it probably had a beanie or something. Mira, se parece al Rocky. Yeah, ahí, dude, se le quedó.
Ahí se quedó.
But even that story, I would say makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
No como la de mi sister, bro. Okay, everybody, let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you about my sister real quick, okay? My sister, her full name is Maria Magdalena Garcia Barrera Juarez.
Sarabia.
Oh, Sarabia, sí, cierto. Sarabia. María Magdalena Barrera. No, de María Magdalena García.
Magdalena
Barrera.
Sarabia.
Juárez. Casi de Martian. Pero, like, eso, that's the full name. That's the full name of my sister. All right? However, her nickname, and she's been on the show before, se llama Pichus.
Yes.
Not because of the Pokemon Pichu, right? Or not Peaches, like some, you know, white friends call her, ¿verdad? Oh, Peaches. No, no, es Durazno.
No es Durazno.
Es Pichus. And the story of how she got that nickname is like, nah, give
it's
in.
Beyond.
It's like the most petty story I've heard in my life.
Es
más,
great.
Es más, ¿tú sabes qué? Llámale aquí. Call her real quick. All right, a ver si me contesta. Ay, ya está durmiendo. ¿Qué quiero? She has to wake up early for work tomorrow.
Sí, mañana es lunes.
Tú llámale, es okay. La gente va a entender que es para el podcast, es para el show.
She doesn't know we're recording.
Ella sabe que she should be on retainer, first of all. Ella sabe to expect a call from me at any time, at any given moment. So for whatever reason, she has to be ready to go. Oh, okay, cool. It's ringing.
It's like very loud.
Así nos contesta. Bájale poquito lo más donde está el Bluetooth. Bájale cualquier cosita. Just a tad. No, no tanto, no tanto. Yeah. There you go. Dude, she better answer.
She got 5 kids and a husband, you know?
I'm going to call her twice. I'll call her 3 times. I'll call her as many times as it takes.
Mm.
Oh, okay, hater, bro. Call her one more time. Si no me contesta ya.
What if she calls back? Give her a chance.
No, no, no. Call her one more time.
Start explaining.
Sas. Bueno. Hopefully she calls back y si no la llamamos otra vez. Pero anyways, my sister, her nickname is Pichus. Y una vez le pregunté a mi madre por qué. And according to my mom, basically the story was que hace mucho tiempo atrás.
But the thing is like that this is the kind of nickname que la gente te conoce por este nombre before they know your actual name.
Oh, 100%. Some people are their nicknames.
Yes.
Some people, that's part of their identity.
Yes. So sometimes when I got older, like a veces la gente me decía, like if they would find out my mom's last name, like I would say, you know, oh, I have a cousin or an uncle or, you know, I'm Carvajal. Y empezaba, no, oh, so tu tío es Venancio. And as I got older, you know, that I started like meeting other people, I guess, and their parents or whatever, I was like, no, sorry, yo no tengo un tío Venancio, you know? Like, I did not know that their names were not their, were, how do I say this? I didn't know that their names, I thought that their names were their nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So, cuando me preguntaban, like, my tío Paco, right? Me decían, oh, sí, yo trabajo con un Francisco Carvajal. Is that your uncle? Y yo, like, no, I don't know who that is. And I think with Pichus, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Because nobody knows her, or she doesn't go by Maria.
Mm-mm.
Like, she will formally introduce herself as Maria or Maria, right? Pero that's just the formality.
Sí, dude, like after,
nobody calls her that.
After a chela, she'll tell you her nickname right off the bat.
No, like unless, and most of the times we introduce her as Pichus. We don't say Maria. It's awkward. I worked with her at the dental office years ago and the doctor wanted me to call her Maria in front of people. And I'm like, it's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
I can't call her Maria. It's
no, dude,
Pichus.
It's Pichus. Yeah. You know, I have another cousin que también así se le conoce. Like, todos lo conocen. Like, even at work lo conocen así. You know, his su apodo es Pompis. And like,
oh my gosh. Remember when the kids found out?
Sí. My sister's kids, like your Peach's kids, like she found out and they're like, wait, are you telling me that my tío's name is Butt?
Why do they call him Bumpy?
Well, like apparently
his name is Jesus.
Según él se arrastraba de su butt, you know? Like, he would, when he was crawling, he would crawl backwards. And he would kind of, like, be gliding his butt as he was trying to crawl.
Oh, so, he was learning.
He was learning, and aww, he would crawl by his butt.
So see, those are the nicknames that you get because you did that one stupid thing that one time, mm-hmm, y ya, se quedó contigo, mm-hmm, for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. 100%. A ver, llámelo otra vez. Llámelo una vez más, a ver si, a ver, you know, la segunda. Well, I don't want to call her three times, so let's hope que la segunda sea la vencida. I know that it's almost like, what time is it? It's almost 10? It's 10, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I noticed that last time the recording wasn't on, so the ringtone wasn't recording. Now the ringtone's recording.
Hello?
Oh, nos contestó. Hey, Sergio.
Hey, ¿qué onda?
Hey, dude. ¿Se dormía pichus?
Sí.
¿Neta se fue a dormir?
Sí, aquí está. Estaba dormida.
Estaba dormida.
Oh.
Well, she just picked up my stuff.
She just what? Dude, you're
talking. She picked up my head. Scream.
No te escuché, Pichu. Say it again.
Es que levanté la cabeza porque el Sergio que tenía el speaker y nomás oí tu voz gritar. Y me levanté.
Oh, okay. Well, lo más te quería avisar que, sorry, first of all, you're on the podcast.
Oh, hola.
Saluda a todos nuestros listeners, por favor.
Say hi. Hola a todos los listeners del 50-50.
Dude, we're up at the millions at this point.
It's just your mom, Jess. It's just your mom.
Wow.
Bichos.
O sea, nomás es el barrio donde vives, tú.
Sí, exacto.
Ah, pero este barrio está popping, bro.
Sí, está popping.
Este barrio está todo lo que da. ¿Qué te crees?
La vecina nos trajo donuts this morning.
Sí, dude. So, what you know about?
I don't know.
What you know about my barrio? Dude, we got to the point where we were talking about, like, the nicknames, los nicknames bonitos, los nicknames acá como que nos inspiran. And now we got to the part where los nicknames más feos gachos del mundo.
No es cierto.
So I was like, hey, llámale de volada a la pichos. Like.
El más unique. El mío tiene historia, el tuyo no.
Okay, so.
El Jesse no tiene, but he's jealous.
Yo ni apodo tengo, dude. Ni apodo tengo.
No, ya sé. Te tenemos que buscar uno.
Ya sé. Well, we're talking about the stories, and some stories make sense, and I was telling the podcast listeners que yours doesn't, bro. So, pero no lo quise decir yo.
But it has story.
There's a story, but even the story te quedas como que like, wow, okay, poco en serio?
Dinos la story.
I had Pichus. Let it drop. How did you became known as
Pichus?
Pichus. And first of all, les dije a todos what your full name is. Your full name is Maria Magdalena Garcia Barrera.
He got it so wrong.
Sarabia Juarez Casi Martian, ¿verdad?
Sí, casi le agregaste todos.
Casi, dude.
Casi.
A ver, but you're known as Pichus. How did that happen?
I'm known as Pichus because in the little town where I was born in Mexico, there was a neighbor that... She was a year older than me, so she was obviously born a year before. And so the whole time my mom was pregnant, this little girl, the neighbors, le decía la pichurris. Y pues la pichurris pa' acá y la pichurris pa' allá. Y pues allá en el pueblito se acostumbra de que salen pa' afuera, regar, or, you know, no pasar la tarde. Y sacaban a la niña y la pichurris y la pichurris. And so... When my mom was pregnant, when she found out she was having a girl, tío mío dijo, pues, ellos tienen a sus pichurris, nosotros vamos a tener a la pichus.
Dang.
So he kind of similar to the name, but he changed it a bit. And so de ahí, la pichus, la pichus, la pichus, y hasta la fecha. La pichu.
So let me get this straight, para que la gente lo entienda.
Basically, my tío was like, okay, para todos ellos con sus pichurris, pues ahí les va, nosotros vamos a tener la pichu.
So you guys are the classic example of the Jones, keeping up with the Jones, you know? Ya ves cuando el vecino agarra un carro y tú también agarras un carro? Ya ves cuando like, el vecino pinta la casa y tú pintas la casa? Okay. You know, like así, like whatever the neighbors do, you one up it, ¿verdad?
Ándale, así, así.
So the neighbors had this beautiful daughter and they gave her this beautiful nickname for whatever reason. And the reason que a ti dieron un apodo is to simply one up the neighbors.
Ándale, exactly. Like, oh, you guys have pichurris? Well, we're going to have la pichurri.
That is the dumbest reason que he escuchado en mi vida, dude.
Oh, my God, tío Miguel.
Yeah, so then my tío, así me la platicaron a mí, right? We would have to now have my tío, you know, tell us the story. But así me la platicaron a mí. And since till the day, hasta la fecha, I mean, I'm pichus. Y también la muchacha esta, the neighbor, I mean, she was pichurris. Till the day she you know, passed away, unfortunately, last year. But till the day she died, she was Pichurris. Everybody in the town knows her as Pichurris, and everybody knew me as Pichurris.
Yeah, we were talking about that, because some people are their nicknames. Like, when we introduce you as Pichurris.
Yeah.
We don't introduce you, like, as your name. Like, I don't think I've once called you by your name, dude.
No, I don't think I've.
Like, te he llamado muchas cosas. Pero nunca por tu nombre.
Exactamente.
Okay.
Sí, no, nunca por mi nombre. Y as a matter of fact, cuando hay gente que me que conozco, que te conocen a ti y me dicen, ah, tú eres la Pichu, la hermana del Jesse. Y yo sí, como que, ajá, sí, ese soy yo.
The one and only.
Sí, porque luego si yo les digo, hola, mi nombre es María, they're like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, soy la Pichus. Ah!
So the only way to combat this is alguien, tu vecino ahorita, your current neighbor needs to.
Yes.
Yo, I'm saying that the only way to fight this, Pichus, is that if your current neighbor says, ah, okay, entonces aquí vive la Pichus, then let's have our own girl and we're going to call her Ponchis.
Ponchis.
You know, or like just not, keep one upping it. You know,
not in the neighborhood she's in right now. Not in the neighborhood she's in. No.
Yeah, I say you're in.
Yeah, sorry, Jess. I went up to the neighborhood. Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a Peaches. A Peaches.
We were telling people that your nickname is not Peaches. Like, it's Pichus. So
right.
So that's the story. That is the story of Pichus. I wanted to get it right. So por eso te hablé y te levanté.
I see, because you know how Jesse was gonna butcher it, lo iba a exagerar.
Doesn't speak Spanish, that's where the whole Peaches comes in, because they can't say Pichu.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're Peaches. And I'm like, no, Pichu.
Pichu's full. Like, take Peaches, make it ghetto.
Stop, Pichu's.
Ahí está.
Wow.
Y ahí está mi apodo, compa. ¿Te gusta?
Ahí está.
Sas.
No, but honestly, like, I want to say a handful of people call you Peaches. I have heard people refer to you as Peaches.
Yeah, they have, you know.
Yeah.
They just...
Get it right, people. You know,
it is Pichus, but, you know, I don't know, people couldn't say Pichus, so they would say, oh, Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end, I'm just like, hey, just call me Peaches, you know.
It's fine.
I one-upped it.
That's what vete a dormir, because you got to work tomorrow.
Sorry that we woke you.
It's okay, guys. Yeah. I heard Jesse's voice when Sergio picked up the phone, and I was like, okay.
What does,
like,
he want?
What does he want? Yeah. I'm like, hasta lo sueño este.
All righty, Pichus. Thank you for listening to the 50-50.
Thank you for being on the 50-50.
Bye. Following. Bye.
Love you. Good night.
Bye.
Love you too. Good night.
There you go. That is the story directly from the source, más o menos.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get any closer than that for the source material.
No.
That's pretty much it.
And she was born into it. She had no idea what was happening. She had no idea what was happening.
Like, they literally conceived her to one up the other child, dude.
No, I don't think that's how it happened.
Ah, sí, tú tienes una hija. Espérate, verás. Espérate. Hello, órale. Just... No vas a ser con la única hija en este barrio, vas a ver.
Maybe the family was just being annoying.
Can you imagine this poor family? Dude,
it sounds just like your uncle was like a little annoyed.
Yeah, like you imagine that's what it was. This family's just out there like enjoying their daughter.
They could have just been, yeah.
You know, they're just chilling with their daughter, and then like
as here, one does when they have a daughter.
And then here comes
or that, a son.
Yeah, and the Kandami family, they hate her, bro. Like just straight up acá mirándolos, echándoles tijeras, así como que like, así maldito, ahí te veo con tu hija, muy feliz, espérate que yo tenga la mía.
This is what happens when people watch too many novelas.
Sí, dude. Like hasta ahí la niña jugando en el parque, and then cue into my tía with the rola.
Oh my god. Okay, chill.
Vas a ver. No vas a ser la única. Y luego, like, cue to the commercial. ¡Mujer!
Oh, wow.
Tú no eres la única pichurris en el barrio.
Oh, wow.
Ahora también tenemos nuestra propia pichus. Nos salió caro.
Okay. Wow.
Dude, this story drives me insane, bro. Like,
did you know the full story?
It's que it wasn't until like I was older que me dijeron the story.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you know you never question these things as a kid, bro. Like,
no,
you know,
you really don't.
It's like, oh, this person
like
is
her.
Named that.
I'm pretty sure. Like, we should have asked her. Like, when did you notice that? That's that was true. The story. Yeah. She doesn't know. She was an infant.
She was an infant with one purpose and one purpose only, to one up the other girl. Oh man, I want a nickname now. That's it. I want a nickname now.
I don't know. You've done a lot of funny stuff in your life. For you not to have a nickname.
That's
like
true.
That.
That's true, man. I've gone through a lot of different, you know, experiences and phases and like.
Almost died a couple times.
Yeah. You would think I would have a nickname.
No sé.
Other than el guapo, hermoso.
Porque tu papá tiene nickname. Capaz. Tu hermano tiene nickname.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Most of your sobrinos have nicknames.
What is it about me?
Mis hermanas tienen nickname.
Am I not nicknameable?
No sé, dude.
¿Apodo? ¿No me pueden dar un apodo?
Maybe it's because como siempre fuiste niño grande, como que they didn't want to mess with you.
Like, they didn't want to, like, dwell into the fat joke territory? Or, like,
no,
what do
I'm
you mean?
No, I'm saying, like, because you would always beat up other kids, no?
No, what?
They would beat you up?
They would try. Mm. I would always defend myself.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. No, I was never instigating fights, like.
Yo
I just happen
como
to
que,
be like the bigger kid
como que
and
like,
I have to defend myself.
Like, como que like maybe te decían cosas behind your back, but it never stayed.
Ah, so I have an unofficial apodo que me dicen lo más en mi espalda.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm your wife. They wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Yeah, everybody, we ask you, what is your nickname? Do you have a nickname? ¿Cuál es tu apodo? Let us know.
Can anybody top Pichu's story?
Yeah, like, do you have
where
any?
Where did you get your nickname?
Do you have any friends or family with nicknames que ni al caso or a story que ni al caso? Like, así como la de la Pichu's, dude? Because that's pretty.
I mean, it could be any kind of story. Yeah. But the ni al caso ones are funny.
Let us know what your nicknames are, your silly nicknames de ustedes.
Is that the
familia,
name of the podcast?
Amigos. ¿Cómo se llama?
Apodos ni al caso.
Apodos ni al caso. Yeah, I like that.
Apodos that could be a t-shirt. Ni al caso. Ah, yes. Oh, isn't it? How do you Spanglish it up? Ni al case?
Ni al case. Apodos ni al case.
Apodos ni al case.
Everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
Once again, thank you everybody for listening to the 50-50 Spanglish podcast.
I thought my line was the 50-50.
All right, let's do it again.
Wow.
All right. And everybody, thank you all for listening to
the 50-50
the Spanglish podcast.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying.
This is the
end. I usually say it when we're done.
Yeah, you did it.
And then you say it again right now?
Yeah, this is the outro. We're doing the outro right
now.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. This is our second outro. We should know how to do an outro by now.
Dude, I don't even know.
If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead and check out our website, the5050.com. That is THE-50FIFTY.com. Check out our Instagram. We're super active there. That is the5050THE.50FIFTY. When you follow it, it will say Spanglish Podcast. Está un little cactus ahí. Bien bonito el cactus.
Yes.
Así que go and check this out and leave a review. If you're enjoying it, you know, give us some feedback. Share us with your friends and family. Todo eso. Yeah, man, this episode was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Special guest.
Special guest to Pichu's.
¿Cómo se dice?
Yeah.
Like, sin planearlo, kind of.
Seated, like, just
like
right off the cusp.
Last minute.
Off the cuff, yeah. machine, dude. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. You know, speaking of logo, I mentioned the, you'll see the little cactus there. We have a new logo, everyone.
If you haven't noticed.
If you haven't noticed. Jessica and I couldn't come to terms. We had to get our lawyers involved.
Very much. We gotta get, we, you called Saul.
Yeah, we like basically had very creative differences.
Take that out.
So we were just like, you know what? Let's just hire somebody. And we went through Fiverr. You know, we went through Fiverr because I personally use Fiverr. I've had some gigs there. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, okay, let me give this forward. You know, I made some money there.
Can I put something on the record?
Sure.
Like, I never really liked the original.
The original one we had old school?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, cool. Thank you for letting me know.
I thought it was...
2 years in? We've been doing this podcast for 2 years.
Sí, pero mira, it's the thing is que, like, at first, como que no importaba mucho. Porque I thought it was going to die down in 6 months.
Mm.
And then you wanted to come out with merch. Mm-hmm. I never thought that was the intention of this logo. And the graphic designer in me, you know, was like, this is not brandable.
You knew this wasn't working.
This is not, like, you put it on a t-shirt and right. I don't really like wearing the t-shirt. So if I don't like it and I am your co-host, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get other people to like?
Yeah, no, this is excited. Some very honest and brutal feedback. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm your wife. This is what I'm here for.
Pero pues ahora tenemos a new logo. Do you like the new ones?
Well, the thing is, like, we had creative differences.
Sure did.
Y el Jesse, like, you designed something that our niece liked, but then I didn't like.
Right.
And I designed something that you didn't like, really. We also thought about changing the name.
Yeah.
Of the podcast.
I even had like a
sit down. We were going to go have like a whole rebranding situation.
Yeah. I even remember like I was brainstorming with, you know, very talented people. Like I was brainstorming with con las chicas en Tamarindo with Brenda. You know, I was brainstorming con las chicas en Tono Latino, con the podcast in Nashana. I don't know why I'm having a brain fart, probably because it's like 10 o'clock at night and it's past my bedtime. But I remember when we were having a conversation and we're kind of going over the pros and cons over, you know, renaming them and, mm-hmm. you know, or just changing the brand up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we went with the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a good choice.
I think so, too.
Because we were just having too much of a hard time finding something that we liked and that was still part of what we like to talk about, which is like the cultural differences and the cultural, you know, ¿cómo se dice?
Like
common ground.
Yeah, right, like a middle ground.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to find a middle ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the 50-50 was always, it's just easy. It's just, it makes sense to us, but we just had to change up the font and the format.
And something that kind of like, you know, and that kind of encompassed it a little bit more mm-hmm. than just simply the words, you know?
Yes.
Because the 50-50, like, okay, half and half of anything could be everything, you know?
See, so exactly.
That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yeah, when you add, especially the more minimal one, the more minimal logo that has a cactus, that it's also a microphone.
I love that one.
I love that one. That one is more brandable.
That's my favorite.
And the only challenge with that one is no resalta on like the Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use the other one that's more bold font.
Yeah, that's like the saguaro is in your face.
That's like tal nopal, bro. Like no puedes fallarlo. Pero the other one is really, really happy. We're happy with it.
Yes. Whoever made it, I don't know who made it.
Well, we have our sellers on Fiverr, you know, and...
¿Cómo se llama?
You know what? They have like very weird usernames because...
We'll link him below.
I will. I'll link them down below.
Because he did... We probably gave him a hard time.
Yeah. No, they were really great. They were really patient with us, you know. And I will put them down below. And like I said, I've used Fiverr because I've gotten some work through Fiverr and I wanted to pay it forward. So yeah. that's the way we did it. You know, I was like, you know what? This is something that I got money by, and I sell people's problems by doing voiceovers and editing podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have someone solve our problem here with the logo, and that's exactly what happened. So
borderline marital issues, you know?
Yeah, man, it got ugly. It got ugly real fast. I was like, "What's going on here?" You know, like who are you? Like, are we even compatible? Like, what's going on?
It was so hard. Yeah. I was just like, no, and. Like, it was just like Jesse wanted more of like a, tú querías como algo así como from the 70s, bro.
Yeah, quería algo retro machine.
Yeah, which is fine, you know, it's cool. Done right.
Sí.
You were not, like, I think because you also started school, like, it wasn't like we could dedicate
okay,
all this time.
Okay, but my criticism for you is that you wanted something minimal, and you wanted something too minimal.
I like clean, minimal.
You wanted something, like minimal and abstract. Así como sí. Que, like, she wanted only stick figures to kind of spell the 50-50. But it was so minimal that she wasn't even spelling it fully. It was just kind of like leaves it up to imagination.
Because
you know?
To me, it was like, am I going to put this on a t-shirt and rock it? And like the thing is, like, I like minimal things. I don't like things in your face. I want something that's kind of like subliminal. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like, is it
something subtle?
Something subtle. Uh-huh. And you're like, well, it has to spark a conversation, right? Because yeah. You're, you know, t-shirts are like walking billboards. Well, to me, it's like if it's something minimal, you know, it leaves question marks. So to me, it was like it will start a conversation.
Hey, see, I wanted answers, not question marks. And that's where the difference was.
Sí, era un show. Entonces, este guy, Fiverr, Simón, it was nice. We finally decided on a logo. We
have
really
two,
like. We have two. One that's more in your face for Instagram purposes. And are you putting it on the website?
On the website, we're going to change the one to the one in the microphone. And then on the podcast cover, we're going to change the one with the cactus microphone.
Because Spotify still has the other one.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, really? I did.
Oh, cool.
Apple is the one that needed to change it.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Pues, lo apreciamos. That is our spiel with the logo.
Oh, we're not going to talk about, like, the cactus?
What do you mean?
Like, why?
Oh, yeah. By all means, go for it.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
So, whose idea was the cactus? I think it was yours.
Yeah, it was mine.
Yours was your idea was the cactus, pero I'm like, I went full throttle with it. I was like, we're keeping the cactus.
Yeah.
Like any other design that I created after Jesse's idea, I had the cactus in it. But the thing is, like, the cactus is so, besides it being now, I feel like, plants are trendy, right?
They really are.
Plants are trendy.
Yeah.
And I think the cactus has so many like representation of both sides. That's why I was like, yes, it makes sense to put it on here because we are the 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
The saguaro is something that represents, you know, us as a culture and us geographically because mm-hmm. we live in Arizona and this is the state of the saguaro. I mean, it's on the, whatchamacallit? Is it on the, anywhere you see Arizona, like a license plate?
Sí, claro.
It's on our license plate.
Sí, claro, yeah.
Is it like the, ¿cómo se dice? Is it like the native, is that what it's called?
I don't know if it's a state plant or anything like that.
I think it is a state plant.
Okay. Should it would make sense. Nah, it's too late to be Googling right now,
the
man.
The cardinal is the state bird.
Let's just call it that it is, man.
And when you travel anywhere here, I mean, this is the desert. And, you know, you also have, like, sayings como, like, you know, tienes el nopal en la frente, which means that you're Mexican.
Sí.
We love nopales to eat. I have nopales in our house, like, outside. It's just... It just made sense. To me, it made sense to have it included.
Yeah, she really, like, you know, like, doubled down on it. Like, for me, it was just more of a passing gesture. And then she's like, no, the cactus has to stay. And
because we were trying to find something that symbolized both.
Sí.
But without it being, like, a flag or, you know, like, nada que ver.
Yeah, we wanted something to, like, be, again, symbolize both, but subtle. Nothing, like, you know, that really called out that was too obvious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when it came out with the saguaro, nos gustó mucho, and at first, like, we had to tone it down because the guy who was designing it was making it very busy. The font was very busy. We kept toning it down, and then refining it. And then we first came up with the first logo that it's on our Instagram profile ahorita, which is the bigger saguaro mm-hmm. que está, like, you know, in the bigger 50-50 font, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I saw your sample that I was like, bro, give me exactly this.
Oh, the one I made?
Yeah. Give me exactly this, but in with the saguaro. But instead of the saguaro, make it look like this microphone here. And it's like mm-hmm. a very minimalistic microphone. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, dude, like, ponle como spikes.
And
make it look like a cactus.
¿Cómo se llama el from the Nashana?
Julian.
Julian noticed it.
Yeah, I mean,
on our Instagram, he's like, oh, I like the little microphone.
I mean, first of all, Julian is a guy that notices all these minor details.
Oh, really?
Which is why he's like the writer extraordinaire that he is, man. This guy lives in the minor details. So, yeah.
And I was like, oh, he noticed. Cool. Like it's going to be our thing now.
Yeah.
And even though it's a lot of people's thing, I feel like we needed to throw it in there. Like, it's our thing, but it's not our thing because we're trying to be trendy. It's our thing because we put thought into it, you know?
I'm really happy with it because, like, I don't see a lot of cactus mics out there, y'all.
Oh.
I don't see a lot of cactus mics out there. Ese nopalito micrófono, that's our nopalito micrófono.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that.
Very happy. Hopefully it translates onto t-shirts and stuff.
Hey, Julian says it does. If Julian says that it looks good, then it looks good.
All right.
Yeah, I'll trust his judgment. Everybody, thank y'all very much for tuning in and listening to
The 50-50.